Headline: U.S. could offer Palestinians digital tokens to leave Gaza. Report published at 7:07 p.m., September 1, 2025. Post-war plans being drawn up by Donald Trump's administration will reportedly see the U.S. offer Palestinians digital tokens in exchange for voluntarily leaving their land in Gaza. As reported by the Washington Post, the so-called Great Trust proposal would see vacant land redeveloped into a number of mega projects, including 6-8 AI-powered smart cities, an Elon Musk smart manufacturing zone, and Trump Riviera, inspired by Dubai's man-made Palm Islands. Those who agree to trade their land for tokens will be allowed to return to Gaza 10 years later, once the redevelopment is finished, and exchange them for ownership of rebuilt residences. Screenshot taken from the Great Trust PDF, outlining its plans with messy AI visuals. Read more. Max Kaiser thinks Bitcoin will stop Israel displacing Palestinians. By doing this, the trust estimates it would save $23,000 per person that would otherwise be spent on temporary housing for those choosing to stay in Gaza. It's also willing to permanently relocate Gazan families and will offer them 4 years of subsidized rent and packages worth roughly $55,000. By year 10, the trust estimates that roughly 500,000 people will have left Gaza as part of this scheme. The token aspect of the plan involves 5 stages that would create a blockchain-based Gaza land registry, sell and distribute tokens to investors, and eventually see tokenized rights to Gazan land on the secondary market. Read more. Israel allegedly used crypto to conceal its hunt for Hamas in Turkey. This land trust would contain the deeds that Gazans are giving up for the digital token, and also roughly 30% of Gaza land that the trust considers publicly owned and under the trust's control. Liran Tankman, a former Israeli military intelligence officer working on the plans, said that this could look like appropriation of land in one planning document. Trump's Riviera built on genocide. The Washington Post was able to obtain plans of the proposed scheme and noted that the trust was developed by the Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, an aid group that has been criticized for its aid distribution efforts that frequently result in the killing of Palestinian civilians. Israel would give up various administrative responsibilities under the plan while maintaining overarching rights to meet its security needs. A police force made up of private military contractors hired by the trust would be put in place and, eventually, converted into a local force with some control given back to Gazans. Trump has already shared an AI-generated video of his Riviera vision earlier this year. Once Gaza is demilitarized and de-radicalized, the trust will transfer authorities to an independent Palestinian polity, it claims. It isn't a good look for the U.S. and Israel, as much of the international community calls for Palestine to finally be given statehood. The post-war plan doesn't touch on this recognition, nor does it even mention the country's name once. Not only that, but the International Association of Genocide Scholars claimed today that Israel has met the legal criteria for its actions to be constituted as genocide. These acts include deliberate attacks against and killing of civilians, including children, starvation, deprivation of humanitarian aid, water, fuel, and other items essential to the survival of the population, sexual and reproductive violence, and forced displacement of the population. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.